James, I suppose you can't have any complaints really about the season so far, especially the way that the team's begun.
Yeah, no complaints from me. I think it's been like you said, it's been a really, really good start. Pleasing thing for me, the biggest thing that I've taken out of it is the players have taken ownership with what they're doing. So it's not a case of me having to sort of correct them during games now, which is a real, real good sign. So yeah, that's the biggest thing I can take out of it so far, and obviously that's working with where we are with regards to our league position. So,
just over the summer, I mean, you've brought in some new faces. What sort of impact have they made so far this season?
It's definitely boosted our strength in depth, and I think you need, if you're going to challenge up there, and I think Chris would probably say the same, that you'd need, you know, lots of quality and strength in depth in your squad, and we've got that now, which is helping obviously competition for places, which is making players, you know, push an extra 5-10% and putting a little bit more in their performances, which is obviously coming out onto the pitch. So it's like a dominoes effect, really. They've had one of them's injured, unfortunately. It's been out for 3 or 4 weeks now. So she's a little bit frustrated. That's Kim Stenning. So she's a little bit frustrated, bless her. But the others have come in and been solid and sort of added to what we have. So, no, real good position.
And did you feel you needed to target certain positions?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I mean, I wasn't happy with the amount of goals we scored last year. Even though our goals to games ratio was quite good, I felt that overall our percentage was quite low on our finishing. So, and I think that cost us in the end. Also had a look defensively about how many we've conceded last year and how many stupid errors have cost us points, and we've tried to eradicate that this year. I think the record clean sheets in a row for the women's setup. I think we had seven clean sheets on the bounce, so we've eradicated that, and that's been really good as well. So positive both ends of the pitch, really.
I mean, it's a great platform, is it? I think you've only conceded one in the league so far this year.
Yeah, only one conceded in the league so far, and that's one too many. That's what the back four have said to me, it's one too many, which is, again, that's great that the players are taking ownership and a little bit of pride. Yeah, a little bit of pride in not conceding. And they're looking at that as the same way as the forwards are looking at scoring. So that's really good for the players to have, and that's something that's difficult to instil as a coach.
And it's not just about the league as well. The cup, you had a great win against Portsmouth. I think you got QPR this weekend, isn't it? In the next round. But how much of a boost was that win over Pompey?
Oh, psychologically that was huge. Obviously, last year they beat us twice, and they went on to win the league, and then had a chance in the playoff that we desperately wanted. So for us to be able to get that win just instills a little bit more belief when we go to play Portsmouth and when we go to play the big teams in general. Because last year that was one of our struggles against the big teams. We didn't pick up as many points as we should have for nerves and for whatever reason. So this year we've already picked up a point against Charlton, and obviously we've beat Portsmouth in the cup. So complete turnaround from last year, and that should instil a little bit more belief. And we're looking forward to playing them in 2 weeks.
And that'll be a big game. Before that, you got QPR. What sort of challenge will that be?
We got QPR and then we got Coventry. So we've got, you know, two of the big four that people have predicted at the start of the season in the next 3 weeks. We've played QPR already, so we know what they're about. They lost to Portsmouth 1-0 last night with a I think it was a bit of a fluke goal as well. Portsmouth scored yesterday, so you know if they're matching them, then it shows that they're improving and they're getting stronger. So we'll be expecting a tough test, but I'll be giving some youngsters a chance on the weekend, and that's what we're going to use the cups for, really. Is to give the youngsters a chance and see what they can do. But yeah, expecting a tough test.
And what about the pathway further forward, longer term? I've spoken to Tracy and you a little bit before about the 5-year plan as well. But things opening up, and obviously the WSL. How realistic and when can you get in there? I mean, obviously licences have to be picked up and all that kind of thing as well.
I think the FA change what they're doing each year, so we get kind of confused of whether we can go in there, whether we can't apply, whether we can. But I think we just have to make sure that we win the league. That has to be our aim, and we have to make sure we do that, and we have to make sure that we win the playoff and go up. You know, how the FA are saying is the only way up. So I think that's our main focus this year, is we want to win the league. I'm not making any sort of, we'll play that off a little bit like I did last year. That's our main focus this year, is to get in that WSL, and we need to win the league to get in there. That'll be what we need to do, and we need to win the playoff. That's what we need to do, but we certainly got the squad to be able to do that this year.
And we speak here at Lancing, even today, the likes of Solly March, Jake Forster, Caskey, Glenn Ray are getting call-ups, Christian Wharton's involved mm-hmm. in there. What about the girls and bringing through the young crop of talent that you've had to sort of try and nurture as well?
Well, we had Sophie. She played against Finland. I'm going to say she'll kill me for forgetting that. She played against Finland in a European qualifier last Tuesday, I'm going to go, for Ireland. We had Holly from the under-17s playing. She thinks she's playing today. She's starting for the under-17s, England. So, and we've had also Amelia played last night for Wales, under-17s. So lots of youth coming through and they're all getting their call-ups exactly the same as the boys, and it's good to be able to try and match them. We'd like more. We'd like more of our youngsters to be going to play on international duty, but, you know, I think we're six now, so we're hoping to get into the double figures for them, but pleasing.
Chris was saying earlier, of course, teams get sticky patches. What about you? Can you go away? You're unbeaten. Albion, a men's team, the only unbeaten side in the top four divisions. Can you go all the way and emulate the likes of Arsenal in years gone by?
I don't see why not. I don't. You know, with the squad that we've got and sort of our priorities and what we've been looking at, our analyst is really, really good. And we've been able to get lots of videos on other teams and that's helped us in our prep. We didn't necessarily play well against Charlton, but we still picked up a point. So we sort of take a little bit of belief from that and hoping that we can obviously continue that. But if we set up and make sure we're defensively solid and don't concede, then, you know, we're always going to score goals. We're always going to nick one or two on the break. And if we have to do that in certain games when we're not playing well, then we're a little bit better equipped to do that this year. And I've learned quite a lot from last year and I won't be making the same mistakes again. So yeah, I don't see why we can't go the whole season unbeaten.
And in terms of advances, the physical parts of the women's game have moved on massively, probably last, say, 10, 15 years, I'd say. What about psychologically? Is that something that you're working on a lot more nowadays as well?
Yeah, we've got a psychologist in working with us. John, he's been absolutely tremendous since he's been in with his one-to-one with the girls, and we've had a couple of classroom sessions with him as well. I think that's probably the most underlooked thing in women's football, psychology. And I've sort of known that for the last 2 years, but it's getting the right member of staff in to be able to address that. And since John's come in, he's working closely with Sarah, who works on the boys and men's side of it. Them two are working closely together, and what he's delivered so far has been a huge help. And I've certainly noticed a difference in two or three individuals, key players, that have had more of a positive impact on the pitch. So sometimes it ain't just the coaching, sometimes it is the other side of it. And we've got, like I said, we're better equipped this year with more staff and looking at other areas rather than just the pitch. So, no, in great shape.
And the support from the club, how has that been? You've got the advantage of the facilities, you've got more members of staff as well. Are they giving you everything you need?
Oh, absolutely, but we can't ask for no more. We actually had Tony Bloom come down to watch part of our game a few weeks ago, and the girls were absolutely astonished that he'd even thought about us, let alone actually turning up to watch a game. So the reactions on the pitch were quite funny when one of them clocked him in the stands cheering the goal. I said, "That's Tony Bloom over there." And people are sort of looking at me, and I'm trying to get their heads on the game to stay on the game. So that was quite difficult to do that. But to have that was amazing. And Derek's also come on board with us, Derek Chapman, and he's helping us off the pitch in trying to push and promote us as much as he possibly can. And he's been a you know, breath of fresh air really, and you know, it's massive relief for me and Tracy, because obviously it's difficult, only two of us trying to push it as far as we can. But you know, we've always said we've had the backing of the men's side of the club, and that's been really apparent this year. And also Paul Barber's, you know, he's on the email saying congratulations and he wants to come and watch a game, and he's actually popped along to watch one of the games that we played here. So no, they've been absolutely first class. I can't ask for no more. We're very, very lucky.